is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find the features there on the site are totally free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content. You can submit show prep suggestions, maybe a news article or YouTube video or something like that. You put it up there. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked make it to the front page of the site. So see what that's all about at freetalklive.com. So, Mark, where did you want to start out tonight? So, some sort of outrageous health-related story, right?
Well, it's interesting. I don't even know where to start with it. This is from womensrights.change.org, which already scares me, right? It's from Barack Obama's old site there, change.org.
Oh, boy.
So, but it is a bizarre story. There's a woman jailed for getting pregnant, and then she dies while incarcerated from medical neglect. Thrown in jail for getting pregnant? Seems like a particularly absurd violation of women's reproductive rights, but it's actually an established policy in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Kara reports at the curative, I'm not sure who curative is or what the curative is, but that Amy Lynn Gillespie, becoming pregnant, that meant violating her terms of work release under probation and getting thrown back in jail. Yet this story comes to an even more tragic ending because Gillespie died while in custody.
That's horrible.
Yeah, advanced pneumonia. Well, does anyone have the expectation that they're getting good medical treatment in jails? Gillespie's grieving mother decided not to let the people who caused her daughter's death off the hook. She has a lawsuit against the Allegheny County Jail Warden, Allegheny Correctional Health Services, Inc., and the county itself, and a few other implicated individuals charging that medical neglect caused Gillespie's death. Though the young woman spent weeks complaining to guards of trouble breathing and mucus in her lungs, they refused to send her to access medical care until it was too late. The hospital, which was not charged in the lawsuit, says that Gillespie was beyond saving due to the long delay in getting her treatment for pneumonia. Gillespie should, and this is absolutely true, you cannot just ignore pneumonia and expect it to go away. And you can imagine what it's like being a jail guard there. I'm sure everybody's constantly complaining of some
You're sick
pain or another, you know. So, I mean, maybe the problem is that we just jail too many people. But that's
That is a big problem.
That's just my suggestion. There's a big industry in jailing people, and we have to make it as profitable as possible. And if a few people die from pneumonia, no big deal, right?
Well, no. There's so many people that they put in jail, and wrongfully so, that have not harmed anyone else. And if you ask me, I don't care what arbitrary man law it is that you broke it. If you haven't done harm to another person, you don't deserve to be sitting in a
cell. Her original crimes did, in fact, cause harm to other people.
But she was out on probation.
Indeed, they were minor crimes. So I'll read further. Gillespie should not have been jailed in the first place, says the article. To imprison a woman for becoming pregnant is a violation of her human rights. And I guess my question to that is, if you put a woman in jail where she can't have sex with men, then aren't you keeping her from getting pregnant, and wouldn't that then be a violation of her human rights? So if she's free, you can't tell her that her uterus is in jail, but you can keep the uterus in jail with the rest of her body. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know what to think about all this, and I guess I'm working out in my mind what I think about all this while we read this evening. To neglect her when the very pregnant condition she was locked up for meant that she needed extra medical attention is horrifying, and I agree with that. The crimes that got her in trouble with the law in the first place were minor. Shoplifting. When caught stealing food, she told the police that she was hungry.
You don't need to be in jail for shoplifting. What you need to be doing is out paying restitution to the place from which you shoplifted.
Yeah, I'm sure they need some boxes broken up in the back or something. I mean, they probably need some work done for that food. But I think you should ask for the food, not steal it. I think most places will give you some food. You know, it, if you want really good food, then you've got an issue there. So if she was shoplifting ribeyes or filet mignon, then I'm going to have a problem. But anyway, so she was shoplifting and prostitution, which, though illegal,
totally should
really
not
hurts.
Be yeah, putting anybody in jail for prostitution.
Yeah, if it's her uterus, it's her vagina, and then she should be able to do what she wants with it.
It's just absolutely outrageous. I mean, it's the oldest profession. It has not gone away because it's been prohibited. And the best way, of course, to make the prostitution industry safer is to legalize prostitution.
So I guess, you know, this is basically the end of the substance of the article. There's more in there.
Yeah, so what do you think about this, Mark?
You know, I don't know what I think about it. I think that if it seems to me that, you know, if it's a condition of her probation, it's not like she didn't know that. So, you know, there's all kinds of weird conditions of probation. I don't think
so. The condition was specifically that she could not get pregnant.
That's right. It's not that she couldn't have sex.
Right.
It's that she couldn't get pregnant. And she did, and so she went back. And it's bizarre, I've got to admit, but
maybe I'm confused about a point of information here on the timeline. At what point was she arrested? It was while she was pregnant, but at what point in her pregnancy do we know?
Well, she was probably showing.
Showing, okay.
If the answer isn't in this article, but I'm sure she was showing. I mean, the judge probably didn't just ferret that out with his eagle eye. You know
yeah.
what I mean? She probably didn't show up very much in front of him. It probably showed up in her probation officer well into pregnancy. Usually moms that have had kids before. I don't know if she has, but I'm just guessing.
So what do you want to know from the audience tonight?
Well, under what conditions should one be, you know, told that they can't have kids? You know, some people out there would say that everybody should get a license, I guess, from the government, because who else would get out a license to have kids at all?
That's a scary thing to say.
We have an overpopulation problem.
Well, and
right,
they would
people
likely
obviously
point,
haven't driven through the many neighborhoods, which there's nobody living in the houses.
They would likely point, for instance, those same people would likely point to maybe some people that they would say shouldn't be breeding, right? I don't know what the old saying is. I'm paraphrasing it poorly, I think. But the idea being that, you know, smart people aren't breeding enough and the, you know, the dumber people breed a lot more often. There are certain people that
look at
that.
I don't know if there's a saying behind that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but you've heard it before.
The rich get richer and the poor have kids. I've heard that one, but, you know.
And some would say that a lot of people that are poor are having kids they can't really afford to. They're getting on welfare. They're sucking off the teat of the system. So prevent them from having kids.
Well, I guess, you know, I understand where people are coming from when they say that that if you're on welfare, you shouldn't be allowed to have any more children. I get that, but I don't think that the government should be in the business of charity in the first place. That way it never has to step into the business of telling people whether or not they can have kids. So for me, it's an issue of striking at the root. I don't like the idea of the government telling people when they can have kids and when they can't have kids. I suppose when you're dealing with somebody who's, you know, harmed somebody else, in the case of shoplifting or something like that, that, you know, in the case of crime, I suppose you could, if you could put their uterus in, if you could put their body in jail, you could put their uterus in jail the way I see it. But, you know, it's a really dangerous, slippery area. That's what it scares me entirely.
The toll-free number here tonight is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Should someone, a lady, be prevented from getting pregnant while on probation? Is that something that is appropriate?
Well, not just probation. I mean, I think in general, I mean, I want to know in general where this, because people have lots of opinions on this subject, because it doesn't take too long in a conversation where, you know, you talk about the ills of society, where people come to the point, well, yeah, the wrong people are having kids and they're raising them the wrong way.
Well, of course, if welfare...
How would you stop that?
Well, ending welfare would be, I think, it wouldn't stop it, but it would help. If you ended welfare, then that ends the perverse incentives that people have to continue procreating when normally in the marketplace they wouldn't. When the burdens of the costs of children, you don't get an extra check or an extra however many hundreds of dollars per month for having another child in the real world without welfare around. So you've got certain pressures of having to behave according to what is an appropriate societal standard, whereas welfare just throws all of that off. It gives people the reverse incentives, and it says, go ahead, have as many kids as you want. In fact, you know, if you have enough, we'll buy you a house to put them in.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of welfare. I haven't studied that particular issue, but I've heard of generations on welfare, and I don't know if that's been fixed in some kind of welfare reform or
they
not.
Would probably try to tell you that their reforms have maybe reduced that, but it's never going to be fixed. People are always going to work the system. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who should decide and when and why and how somebody can get pregnant? This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here, and we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find all kinds of features there. We give them to you, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
So how does cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. It won't be stuffed full of speeches, so you won't have any time to do anything else, but there will be a few. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey on November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. The cost is as low as $535, double occupancy, but that cost will go up if you do not reserve your berth. So go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. The story is that a lady was, out on probation and was originally arrested for and put in jail for things that, in my opinion, should not be put in jail for. She was shoplifting. That's bad, clearly. However, she should be simply paying restitution to the victim, not be sitting in a cage.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't make anyone whole.
Why should everybody have to pay to put this lady in jail when, in fact, she just owes somebody for having stolen some food from them?
Right. It victimizes people twice, actually. It victimizes the people that the people that she stole from. They're victimized that time, and then they're victimized again in order to put her in that jail cell. And at the end of it, we're supposed to believe she's paid her debt to society.
Right. You're gonna
it's not true.
A person, you know, who misbehaves in a bad place, you're going to treat them badly, surrounded by a bunch of bad people, and expect them to hop out and be good.
And she hasn't paid a debt at all. When she walks out of that jail cell, no debt has been paid. No one has been made whole. So she's in jail first of all, she was in jail, got out on probation, then got pregnant while on probation. Apparently, that was one of the terms of the probation. So they take her back to jail where she ends up dying due to complications.
That's the story.
Due to pneumonia, I guess, is what happened. And so the question is, should someone be able to be told at any point that they can't really have kids, whether they're on probation or not? Should a lady be told, or I don't know, can we bring men into this at all? But it seems like it's mostly a woman's issue.
Yeah.
Right, but could they sire a child, right, while they're
nobody cares about that.
I guess you're right. Under what circumstances is this appropriate? If any. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Dustin listening. And by the way, female callers will get preference, certainly, on this issue, as they always do on this program. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're listening to WVTS in West Virginia.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that it's very, very scary, in my opinion, that the government can, in any case, tell a woman whether she can or cannot reproduce. How much more do we have to go before the people start revolting? You know, it's becoming more and more like communist China every day, and it's extremely scary to me. We're losing the term world, and it's a very slippery slope, just like you guys said. And once they take away an inch, they'll take away a foot, and they'll take away a mile, and then they'll take away, you know, 100 miles, and before long, we have no free grounds to stand on.
You know,
it's happening every day, more and more.
I think there are people on both sides of the aisle in this country. Guess what? The reason I picked this subject, this isn't a left-right, blue-red paradigm situation. This is, I think there are people on both sides of the aisle that would be all for a one-child-only policy in this country.
I'm not sure if those people. I mean, if those people really have that opinion, I would like to hear their opinion about it.
Well, maybe those people are out there tonight. The number is 800-259-9231. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they because I mean. You say, okay, for instance, you guys were talking about social services, like welfare. Okay, yeah, and there has been generations of family on welfare, and there will continue to be as long as government continues to give the handouts. But, see, there needs to be stipulations, like with each child you have, the percent or the money that you get per child drops down a certain percent. If you have two kids that has more than you had when you started welfare...
Well, why not just get rid of welfare? But why not just get rid of welfare and then let...
You can't do that. I mean, you can, but...
Sure you can.
Yeah, you can,
because you don't need a bunch of bureaucrats to steal people's money and then hand it out in some arbitrary fashion. What you can do is you can have the marketplace supply charitable services to people. That way, instead of having some bureaucrats who don't give a damn about very much besides their jobs, you've got charity workers who actually care about the people they're helping, and they want to check in with them, and they want to make sure they're doing all right, and that they're trying, you know, that they're working and getting jobs and things like that.
Right, well, definitely great, but first you said the marketplace, and then you started saying charity, two different places.
Charities are the marketplace. The marketplace is freedom. The marketplace is where you and I get to do what we want, as long as we aren't harming anyone else, and that includes start charities or start businesses or organize different social structures or whatever it is we want to do. That's the marketplace.
Right. Well, you know what? The marketplace, regardless of how you view it, it's actually built around, this country built around capitalism and any type of the basis of greed.
I'm not a capitalist. I'm just a free marketeer. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. This particular marketplace, capitalism, corporatism perhaps would be a more accurate term for what kind of we have today in this country.
I think that the capitalism's a lost term.
But it's still not an accurate term to describe what's going on. What we have is not a free market, but instead a
I don't know that capitalism indicates a free market.
No, it doesn't.
If capitalism indicates the system that we have, capitalism stinks. Capitalism indicates a system where people are able to exchange freely without government intervention, then it's good. But
that's not what I think of when I hear capitalism.
People can't come to a conclusion as to what that term means.
Yeah, so that's why I think that free market makes the most sense. And within that free marketplace, some people could be capitalists, some people could be communists, some people could be whateverists.
Right. Well, I think the idea is, if you have freedom, then you're free to donate to whatever charities you want. You don't need nearly as many dollars to take care of poor people in a circumstance like that, because 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to middle-class government bureaucrats, not to poor people.
Well, and the other thing about having charities is that there are different choices. So instead of this one-size-fits-all policy, like you had Dustin there who was coming up with his ideas for welfare, like, okay, well, if we just, set it this way and you create these rules, then people will behave better on the welfare system. And maybe he's right about that. I don't know. Thing is, if Dustin's wrong about that, then that's the way, the majority of the situations that people need help will be dealt with, is that one-size-fits-all government system. Whereas in the market of charity, you can go here, and they're going to have a certain set of rules. You're going to go over to a different charity. They're going to have a different set of rules. So, for instance, one charity, it's kind of interesting to think of how the market might handle this. One charity might decide to say, look, we're willing to help you. We're willing to pay, your rent for X amount of months, but you can't get pregnant again.
Yep.
And if you do get pregnant again, we're cutting you off. Or, they could offer some sort of reduced cost or free tube tying, some kind of some abrogation of being able to
be pregnant. We'll give you $5,000 if you'll have a tubal ligation.
Absolutely.
If it's some kind of religious organization, they might have rules. The Baptists say no drinking and no dancing.
And if you don't like that, you don't have to support that charity. Whereas when it's the government, if you don't like it, too bad. You've got to pay for it. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and it's all free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing things like the webcam. We give that to you, so go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the very same page, and it's all free for you at cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
That's right, because, well, it might be free to you, but it's not free. MemoryDealers.com brings it to you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, X2s, they're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we're talking about pregnancies and people, like government people, deciding when you can get pregnant. And the original conversation was about a woman who was on probation and then essentially had a violation of probation because she got pregnant, taken back to jail, ended up dying in jail. But there are other situations in which one would look at and say, wow, that person probably shouldn't be having any more kids. And, you know, maybe, for instance, they're abusive. What about that kind of that mom, the mom who is abusive towards her children and everybody knows it, and then she gets knocked up? That is not a situation that most people would look at and say, boy, great news, she's having a third one.
Yeah.
You know, but it's her life, it's her body. She should be able to make those choices for herself, which is why I support the idea of having, you know, the people in the marketplace acting on their own interests, deciding, you know, perhaps to ostracize somebody if they continue to get pregnant, or the charities that are offering assistance pulling their support if they get pregnant, or offering some kind of tubal ligation to prevent future pregnancies, giving people incentives to do what we would hope they would do, rather than the government way of threatening. You know, the government's only method, essentially, is to use force, use the threat of the stick to try to get people to behave in a certain manner. And it just doesn't really work out very well. Plus, it, you know, creates a horrible police state and destroys freedom. So I think that really we should look at, if what we want to do is discourage certain types of pregnancies, then the marketplace and incentivization, I think, would be the right way to go. Let's see what you think at 800-259-9231. And, of course, ladies do come first. Tony is listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Tony.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, my thought on it is if you have a situation where you have an Andrea Yates or you have a Susan Smith who have killed their children, and obviously you've got the situations of women who are abusive, get their children back, abuse them again, inevitably, sometimes sadly ending up killing them. I think whenever you have a woman, and to me a man as well, if you have a situation where someone kills a child, they automatically give up the right to have any more children. Why should we keep letting them bring children in that they're going to kill? I just don't think that those individuals should ever have the right to have children again.
So you would, what would you do? Force some kind of a hysterectomy on them or something like that? Tubal ligation?
I would think something. I mean, they get it done for less reasons, and I think if they have a clear history of showing that they're going to kill their children, I just don't think that they should be, and to me, that is the only time that should ever happen. I mean, I certainly don't believe that the government should dictate to anyone about having children or not. But when you've got a clear case of Andrea Yates, what'd she kill, five kids?
Yeah, five kids. I think she's probably still in the pokey. I'm not 100% sure, but I would guess that she is. You know,
you get situations like that, though, when they go in there and they get pregnant by a security guard.
It does happen. I think that probably the opportunity there, like the way to use the carrot instead of the stick there, if that's what one wanted to do, is to say, hey, you know that 30 years you got for 5 years each for each of your kids? We'll knock off 5 years if you get yourself a tubal ligation or something like that. I mean, you know, this woman is obviously Yates is very, very, very insane.
That way you're not invading her body.
It was a postpartum situation, as I understand. I don't know the specifics of it.
And I think the same thing for Susan Smith. I personally don't think Susan Smith is as crazy as Andrea Yates. I think Susan Smith was young, got caught up in something really, really stupid, and made really, really bad decisions.
Yeah.
I don't think she should ever be, if she gets out of prison, I don't think she should be given the opportunity to have children. And she is one that I would see catching the eye of a security guard and getting herself pregnant.
Recap me on Susan Smith. Which one was that?
She was the one who took her two children and drove them into the lake in North Carolina.
Oh, that
horrifying stuff.
Right. I remember the Yates one. That was
I can't disagree with this lady. I'm sorry.
Do you think it's okay to force a surgery on somebody?
I think what I would do is, if I was the judge presiding over this, is that I would give, for one,
I liked your incentive version.
Right. I would give a sentence of a slightly larger and then incentivize her with a slightly less in order to get it done. But it would be my intention to make sure it got done.
Tony, hey, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. At 800-259-9231, Barbara is with us listening to KUSA in Yakima. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm listening to this conversation, and I'm listening to us adults discuss all the rules that we want to make in our United States of America, and we're talking about tubal ligation, shutting off the very gift of life in a human being, woman who carries life. I think guys should get shut up, and I think guys should get their stuff making it so they can't get people pregnant.
Like an abusive man, you mean?
Yeah, why not? I mean, my thought on the matter is I think life is beautiful. I think every human being that's born is a gift to the world. And I think that we're getting really brazen about God's great design in us to create.
What do you mean by that?
Bring forth life, and we're just cutting us off at the hip, and women are always first.
Hold on one moment. When you say we're getting really brazen about God and life, what do you mean by that?
Welfare, and you're going to get child slavery. You're going to get children being the victims of all of this.
Wait a minute. What does that have to do with God's creation?
You have to take us every step of the way here, because you're jumping ahead, and I don't understand what you're saying.
You're giving me a lot to think about. I mean,
okay,
I were in the situation of that woman, I've been on aid, and I'm being talked about like I can never have a child. It's a good thing I don't have my girly parts anymore, or else I'd feel guilty for being a woman and being subject to becoming pregnant. I am not a second-class citizen, and I am not a baby machine. I'm a human being. And I think when we discuss, especially in America where it's free to be who we are, no matter what we are, we better start finding ways to love one another despite what.
Well, I like that idea. I like the idea of loving each other. How would you be loving if you're forcing, say, a tubal ligation or a vasectomy on a lady or a man?
You're loving by not doing it.
Oh, okay, good. Because I don't think it's a good idea to force those things on people. I think that creating incentives
but
is
you know
the appropriate
what?
Way. Would you support creating an incentive? Like, for instance, telling this abusive man, look, we'll tell you what, we'll give you a few hundred bucks to get this vasectomy, or we'll give you this vasectomy for free, and then
you're making the same mistakes over and over and over again, no matter what era in time we're in. We need to start helping one another and quit destroying and dividing each other as human beings, and see our likenesses, and quit finding these stupid little laws that this administration has put forth. I don't know how
this administration.
This is in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, is where this occurred.
Right. The laws have been cranked out regardless of what the administration is. So why you'd want to blame one set of bureaucrats over another, I'm not sure.
It's the same bureaucrats. It's just different elected officials.
This is an accurate observation. Thank you, Barbara, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. A little hard to follow, but like you said, she had a lot of thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and your thoughts are welcome. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. How do you feel that preventing pregnancies should be done? Should the government get involved, or should there be maybe something a little more creative of an option? It's Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The Live Saturday Edition, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there for you. Maybe you only get the Saturday night show on your local radio station. You want to hear more because, oh, we do this all week long. You can get the archives right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. And then if you want to go further back than a week, you click into the archives section, and that takes you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is courtesy of HostGator.
That's a lot of free archives.
It is a lot.
All brought to you by HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. They've got more than 4,500 free website templates there to help you build your site. Unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
Who should decide, if anyone, whether or not a human being should be able to reproduce? Under what circumstances is that, if at all, appropriate? 800-259-9231. That's the main question, I think, that is being asked and answered here tonight. But, of course, you're welcome to bring up any tangent or whatever thoughts you want. Again, 800-259-9231. Jared is listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hey, I was just listening to the conversation, and I think who should decide is whoever's paying the money. So there's a culture of, young ladies say, oh, I get a check if I, have this baby. Well, okay, but you're going to have to do something for the check. It's not free. We need, things done in the community. We need stuff mowed. We need roads cleaned up. So I'm an employer. I have 10 semi-trucks, and I do pay for performance. You don't get in accidents. You do your log book. You don't get any trouble on the road. You get an incentive. So if someone's getting money, like young women or any woman, they need to do something for it. It's not free. That's what makes me a little bit nuts. It's not your right to get money. It's not my...
Are you? So there's some issues surrounding this. I don't think that the government should be involved in charity at all. The idea is that welfare is charity. It's not. It doesn't fit the definitions. But I don't think they should be in that business in the first place. But I guess I've got some questions. If what you're trying to do is disincentivize it to the point that it makes it obsolete, I suppose, then I'm for it. But it sounds like there might be some problems along the way of that disincentivization. And so when you say that they should do something, you'd have to provide child care for them. They can't carry them along like a papoose when they're six, you know?
I was thinking of that, too, and I was thinking, okay, so you got to do a consortium of a daycare. Well, that's not free. Life is not free. But why should the people that work, and I work constantly, morgolic, I have to pay for those people that, you know, make these mistakes all the time, and it's a culture in a lot of ways. So you have to say the money is not free. Once, because it makes people into a slave, is that whole mentality. So,
I agree.
I'm going to have this baby. Oh, my, I might have to do some, hospital volunteer work, work my hours off. Oh, I got to pay for the daycare.
This is one of the other side effects of the welfare system. It creates animosity. It creates divisions between people, and it makes it so people, for instance, like you, Jared, you're very upset.
Legitimately,
about the way the system is set up, and the system sucks. And the only way that's ever going to really truly be solved is when the system is eliminated completely, not reformed, not changed in a way that. That Ian wants, or Dustin wants, or Jared wants, or anybody wants, that it just has to be eliminated entirely. That's the only way to really, truly solve the problem of perverse incentives.
Well, I got to say, guys, I feel there's a huge culture of, I'm old.
Yeah, that's why it's not going to go away anytime soon. I mean,
right. Well, if the idea that people who are on welfare only believe they're owed because they've been told that,
over and over again.
Most people will go ahead and get that free check wherever the free check comes from. Mm-hmm. It materializes out of thin air as far as they're concerned. And there's a certain amount of truth to that. When the Federal Reserve just prints money, it is coming out of thin air.
Jared, I think we have some phone problems. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, dealing with the entitlement mentality, that's one of the big reasons why government is so successful, because it has told people, oh, well, if you need help, we're going to take care of you, and we're going to educate your kids, and when you get old, we're going to take care of you, and don't worry, you don't have to make any decisions for yourself. We'll go ahead and make those decisions for you. Now, they haven't completely taken over your decision-making process in all areas, but they're taking over as much as they can.
They'll do as much as you let them.
Yeah, they're taking over as much as they can get away with over time, and they keep taking more of responsibility from people.
They make sure they have enough money for cigarettes and beer, though.
It creates dependence, and that's a really bad thing to have, because then those people get hooked on the welfare handouts, and they want more of it. They feel like they deserve it. They've been told that they deserve it, and they just continue on milking the system. And those of us who are in the productive world, who are out there producing for our paychecks and what we're rewarded with, again, it creates that division where there's that animosity towards the freeloader types. And that's not good. Whereas if you don't have the government forcing people to give to this one-size-fits-all crap-can government welfare program, then that animosity's gone. You're not being forced to take care of anybody you don't want to take care of. You can give your assistance to the people that you feel deserve it. You can give your assistance to the organizations that you feel are doing a really great job of helping people. Like, Goodwill, for instance, is a neat organization that helps people who, may not have any skills, for instance, or are really down on their luck, get an education as to how to get into the workplace and get work and get a job and get some money coming in. That's a great organization to support, and you would get to make those choices in more ways if we didn't have the government stealing money from people and then forcing it all into one place.
The other thing that the welfare system does is that, as you know, the caller said, is that it gives more money for more kids, which is a it juxtaposes the actual incentives of the marketplace. If you look at around the world, if you look at this country and around the world, once people move from agrarian societies to urban societies or suburban societies or whatever, they have fewer children.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. It happens. Even ones who have cultural and religious biases towards more children, they still have fewer children once they move into more urban settings from an agrarian setting. So the welfare system then incentivizes people to have more children. Once you have, when you have more children, you have fewer options. You know, I'm not saying anything bad about kids. I love my child, and you know, I am not going to fool myself to say that I don't have fewer options today than I did 3 years ago.
You've got something that you've got, you're responsible for.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. I mean, you know, he brings me so much joy that that's so. I don't know what it's like for other people. I've heard horrifying stories. You know, the news is full of bad stories. Of course, that's what they make their living on. So, you know, I think that's one of the major problems with it is it, you know, it's not watched over. The idea is that, you know, people are checking on cases and stuff like that, and largely
not so much.
Yeah, it goes unchecked.
All right. And that's one of the things that could be different with the marketplace and charities is they really would be concerned because the charities wouldn't just be able to steal their budget. The charities actually have to check up on people and make sure that people are doing the right things so they can get the checks so they can, you know, move ahead. And if they aren't checking up on people, then people are going to find that out. They're going to be upset with them over it, and they're going to support a different charity. I'm not going to support a charity that's just cutting checks to anybody that asks. I want to make sure they're touching
base with people.
That's just
silly. I mean, can you imagine how short the life of a charity that just wrote a check to anybody who asked and just kept writing it to them over and over again?
I want to know what their story is.
Without checking up on them?
Yeah, I want to know what their story is. I want to know that they're trying to get them, you know, improve their life. Yeah. I want to know they're getting better.
I used to work, my parents owned some rental properties, and I would, you know, besides fixing things, I'd also collect the checks. And one of the situations was a gal whose, you know, husband, you know, kicked him out or he left or whatever happened. And she was kind of, you know, doing rough there for a few months. And a church down the road, I guess they went to it, that's my supposition, said that, you know, they were taking care of her rent checks. They were giving them directly to me. They wouldn't give them to her.
Makes sense.
And so, you know, they were saying that this is how we want to do it. We're going to do it for 3 months until blah, 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 and whatever her criteria were. And as I recall, she stayed there for a little while till the lease was up, and then she, you know, she moved on. I don't know where or why she moved on, but she moved on shortly thereafter.
Well, and even if the, you know, even in the world of government with this, what is currently a monopoly, they don't have to be. You could have the government go voluntary in that area, and then all of a sudden they would change the way they do welfare. Because as soon as you can decide whether or not to give money to an organization, they have to snap into shape.
Right.
They have to make sure they get it together and you know, keep a budget and stay on target. And otherwise, people aren't going to want to give money to them.
Right. Are you going to give money to the government because they're doing such a good job? Most people wouldn't say that's the case.
All right, 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts on this or whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up, hour two next.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.